Well, we announced this the other day, but we are getting closer and closer to the opening of Catawba Bend Preserve here in York County. This is a 1,900-acre site along the Catawba River, and it's going to be York County's newest park. Here to tell us more details about what we can expect on March the 7th and really beyond, we've got Joe Allen. He's the Parks and Recreation Deputy Director for York County. And good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, everybody.
Joe, we've got a date on the calendar.
Yes, this finally.
This has been a labor of love.
Absolutely.
Dating back to when the land was first purchased, when in 2018.
Yep, late 2018, the county acquired the property and then formed a steering committee to kind of look at options and what they could do to develop it. And then they formed a master plan, kind of a concept plan of what could be done, and county council approved that in 21. And the county engineering department dove right in, started doing all that due diligence stuff that you got to do to develop a property. And then we got started.
They do the unfun stuff, right? They think it's fun. But as civilians, we just want to see the park open.
And for sure.
That's what we're going to see on March the 7th. And remember, everyone, when the county purchased this, they really wanted to set it aside to be a park, right? They didn't want it to be another big development or another big box store. Nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of other places for those items to go. But the county really took a look at the quality of life in York County, and they said people are moving here because they like the lifestyle in South Carolina and in York County, and we want to make sure that they've got a lot of options when it comes to hanging out in our parks.
Yeah, for sure.
Joe, this is, again, 1,900 acres that will sit along the Catawba River in York County.
I was going to ask, tell us a little bit about, for those who don't know much about the park or the property, what exactly can they expect to see within the grounds, like to utilize, to enjoy for leisure?
So we're kind of calling March 7th our soft opening. We know there's been tons of excitement over the last few years as this project has really gained some momentum. And so we want to give folks the opportunity to come and see what we've been working on. But we still have very much projects under development, and we probably will for years to come. Right now, when they come out, if they come out on March 7th to see us, they're going to see the new entry portal. So a big, beautiful kind of gate and welcome area as you come through the gate. New landscaping and things as you come. You'll be greeted at the new gate station. And then we've got a trailhead and restroom. And we've got a beautiful picnic grove. We've done some work on our main pond that you'll see when you drive in. Unfortunately, with our weather conditions, it hasn't quite filled back up yet. But eventually, we'll have some fish back in there for folks to wet a hook and have some programming around. So for our soft opening, really just going to come in and see what we've been working on, maybe bring a picnic lunch or enjoy a ranger program. We'll have some ranger programs out there. Maybe hike a little bit. Some of our hiking trails will be available. We've got 4 miles constructed right now, but some of those are going to be closed down just because we've got active construction on some of those areas, and we want to keep people safe and have a great experience. You'll be able to kind of get a taste of that and what's to come. Right now, we've got the mountain bike section that's under development. It's under construction right now. We're hoping that will be available for the public maybe in the fall. And that's going to be a great addition with different skill levels. And so if you just want to come out and ride in the woods, you can do that. Or if you're a real avid mountain biker, we've got some stuff for you too. We've got a disc golf course, actually 2 disc golf courses, that are, under design right now. We've got a 9-hole family friendly beginners type course. We've also got an 18-hole championship level course, so if you've got some advanced skills, you want to come play a new course, we'll have that open hopefully, late spring, early summer. So a lot of elements that are still underway are our paved greenway trail. That'll be very similar in feel to Riverwalk. And eventually, maybe years down the road, might connect. That first mile of that will be starting construction here in a couple months. And we're hoping to have that open next spring.
So if folks turn out when they turn out, because people are looking forward to this park, when they turn out on March the 7th, you'll see, again, just some of the smaller projects completed.
Yep.
But as the county has told us from the get-go, this is a work in progress.
Yeah,
this is a 10-year-plus build-out.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see everything completed on day one. turnkey, as we like to say in the industry, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of big elements planned for the property, and some of those are kind of a heavy lift, so we're going to be strategic about how we spend our dollars. And, you know, because when we acquired the property, there was almost no infrastructure. So that's what our first phase, that's what we've been working on right now, is really, you know, designing a road and paving the road and those basic infrastructure needs that didn't really exist to begin with. So that's been our first push, and that allows the access to the property. In the future, we're working on a visitor center and some operational facilities, but also some additional trails, building out. Eventually, that paved greenway will go from end to end, so it'll be almost 5 miles of paved greenway trail right along the river. Some river access points if you want to bring a kayak in or access the river that way. A campground is in the works, a pretty good RV and tent camping campground, possibly some cabins to go along with that, and an environmental education center, which we're really excited about because we want to not only let folks recreate, but we want to educate folks and share our love with the landscape and the environment. And what better way to do that than to teach our folks about all those great cultural and historical resources that are there. And so there's a lot of good things coming. Some special event spaces and things like that are in the works as well. So a ton of good stuff that'll come. And like we talked about, over the next few years, there's always going to be probably something under construction out there as we continue to push forward of realizing that vision of that master plan. And that's why we're excited to on March 7th, kind of let folks kind of get a taste of that and start to see what we're all excited about and see what that vision looks like.
We're speaking with Joe Allen. He's the York County Parks and Recreation Deputy Director, giving us details about Catawba Bend Preserve. This is York County's newest park. It's 1,900 acres along the Catawba River. It's going to have its opening ceremony, I guess you can call it, since we're in the Olympics. So we'll have a opening ceremony on March the 7th. But as Joe has been explaining to us, it's just starting out pretty small. It's a soft opening. Some of the attractions will be up and running, but this is a build out that will take place over several years. Joe, where exactly is this located? If you're trying to give people a couple of landmarks, and how's the best way to get there?
Sure. So the best way to get there is to access. It's at the end of Neely Store Road. And so you can get to it a couple different ways, coming from Rock Hill off Dave Lyle and follow back on Church Road and find Neely Store Road and basically follow that all the way in. And I tell you what, you cannot miss the new grand entry portal. It's pretty spectacular. It really kind of realizes that vision of what a special property this is. And so if you follow Neely Store to the end, you will find it.
Yeah. And then, Joe, how big of a game changer is this going to be for York County in terms of either just attracting more people here, possibly businesses, and just in the world of parks and rec?
Sure. Well, this is just such a unique property. County Council's vision to acquire this property and turn it into a park is really such a win for the residents and visitors to the county. It really does speak into that quality of life that parks provide. And so just between the different amenities that folks can experience and whatnot, it really does add a whole nother element and really ups the game of Parks and Rec in York County across all the different entities, but especially York County Parks and Rec.
And much like our other parks in York County, is this one free if people come out on March the 7th or if they come out March the 8th? And I assume once it opens on the 7th, it will be open for business.
Yep.
But people can come and walk at their leisure, or if they've got family members in town and they don't know what to do with them, so they can just park and start enjoying the amenities that are there.
Yeah. So last summer, County Council made it a decision to make it free for all York County residents to access our York County parks. Facilities. And so all you got to do is kind of show your ID to verify your residency and come on in. There is a fee for non-residents, for out-of-county residents, but we welcome everybody. And then once we do open on the 7th, again, because it's a soft opening, we're going to be open Fridays to Mondays, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., with the hopes that we'll be open 7 days a week, hopefully in the fall. And we're going to do a big grand open ribbon cutting this fall when we do the big cross-country invitational that we've hosted out there in the past, have kind of a big to-do about it, some additional activities. And hopefully the plan is by then our mountain bike will be accessible, Our trails will be accessible, and the disc golf will be playable. So we'll have a lot more additional amenities for folks to really come out and enjoy.
Perfect. Okay, I'm glad you clarified that. So when it opens on March the 7th, moving forward really until the fall, we'll let everyone know. It'll be open on the weekends only, and that makes sense. If you're trying to do construction out there, you do need some time so people are not on top of each other and dealing with construction. It's called Catawba Bend Preserve. It's going to be York County's newest park. It's going to have its opening ceremonies on March the 7th. Sorry, I keep calling it opening ceremonies. It's going to be a soft launch, whatever you want to call it. Go on out there and check it out. It's 1,900 acres that will sit along the Catawba River. It's a great investment for all of us here in York County. I think it's going to be a well-attended event for sure and beyond, Joe. Congratulations to you and your team over there with Parks and Recreation in York County.